Well, you know me at this point, I'm a researcher at Microsoft Research, and I do a lot of touch and gestures for surface computing and for augmented reality scenarios. Not lots of new different form factors.
I'm an assistant professor at the University of Toronto. Up until the end of December, I was a researcher at Microsoft Research, working with awesome people like Benko and doing fundamentally new user interfaces for new technologies.
And you had a paper here this
yes.
year. Tell us a little bit about that.
So our paper here is called Rock and Rails. And the main idea behind that work is that we wanted to extend the interaction vocabulary that's available currently on touch interfaces, touch tables. So we worked on Surface to not only just enable multi-touch interactions, but actually augment that with shape gestures. So different shapes of your hand when you put on the surface end up triggering different modes and allow you to be more precise and more deliberate in how you interact with the content directly on the screen.
And how many different types of gestures have you decided to land on for this paper?
The simple answer is there are three basic gestures that we added on. And the goal in this project was that we wanted to ensure that it was a small enough set that people could use it and have it be memorable, but also have it be highly expressive. So the three gestures that we've added, which are the rock, the straight rail, and the curved rail, allow you to isolate the transformation. So you say, I just want to make something bigger, I just want to rotate, I just want to move it. And it gives you this much higher level of precision. But you also get the added context of where do you use this thing in the interface? Are you touching on the actual object that you want to perform the operation on, or are you touching off of it? And so just by having this very small set of gestures, when we add this expressivity, gives us this really powerful language that's easily remembered.
What type of hardware did you test this on?
It's tested on the Surface, the original version of the Surface right now. This work was performed last fall.
Is there any hardware existing right now besides Surface that can detect shapes on the screen?
Well, I think there's multiple ways to actually implement this in practice. There's many other hardware in addition to Surface that is computer vision based. Any computer vision based hardware can actually detect shapes like that. The hardware that's capacitance based or maybe resistive touch based could also potentially detect that. They tend to be a little bit lower resolution, but in general the shapes themselves that we picked are actually descriptive enough and they're large enough that I think most kind of commercially available hardware would be able to pick it and detect it. Now, how the difference there is actually how the hardware reports that out to the system. Right now, mostly, that information is not actually reported out, so it's kind of harder to get to that underlying information. But the information is actually there.
Can you explain proxies to me?
Yeah. So proxies is the concept that this is kind of what came out from our investigation. First, we started with really putting shapes and manipulating directly, and it required people to basically maintain the shape on the table at all times. But it was really cool when we started realizing that, well, you can actually have that shape persist without you having to do anything anymore. Like, you just establish it, and then basically it remains there. And that's how kind of this idea of proxies came about. So rather than having the user maintain the posture and kind of really kind of be rigid in there, we wanted to make it fluid. So you kind of establish things, you have a proxy, it stays there, and then you can start doing manipulations on the proxy as well to manipulate the original content, which gives you kind of an extra layer of indirection, but sometimes actually an extra layer of precision and control, because you can combine them in interesting ways, etc. So it almost kind of organically kind of developed into this much more elaborate tool, but it actually simplifies the interaction quite a bit.
So what's also really exciting about the proxies is that we still maintain this direct manipulation, right? You can add a lot of expressivity to a user interface when you add these off-screen controls, right? If you look at a complex program like Windows Paint, where you have a bunch of different buttons and so on to change features, but we didn't want to go there, right? We wanted to maintain the directness of the interaction. So with the proxy, you just put your fist down on the table and you tap, I want this proxy to represent this, this, and this, and then you perform your manipulations on that proxy. And that gives you this extra expressivity where you can control a lot of different things, but you can do it in this very quick and fluid and direct way.
So it's almost like control clicking and selecting multiple things?
It is, but it's persistent. So what's interesting when you do grouping in a program like, say, PowerPoint, you group and you have this strict hierarchy. With the proxy, you can make one proxy represent some objects and then have another proxy represent an overlapping set. So for example, if you were drawing someone's face, you could have one proxy that represents the entirety of the face and another proxy that just represents the eyes. And so you can manipulate these things very fluidly without having to regroup, ungroup, and so on, just by grabbing a different proxy.
So can you talk a little bit about granular control? What methods do you have in gesture interaction with a computer to have a little bit more granular control of how fast and slow things
Sure.
move?
So one of the things you give up when you go to direct touch is the inability to have a gain function between how much you physically move and how much like a pointer moves, right? Because you're saying anything that's under your fingers stays under your fingers.
Yeah.
When we add this this gesture language on, what we do is we isolate the transformation. So for example, when I put the curved rail gesture down that says I'm just going to be rotating, what that gives you is also this freedom so that when you add your other finger and you want to do the rotation, you can just pull it away and get that little bit more leverage. And so it still feels like this direct control, and it's this very intuitive and natural way where you just slide off, and now because you're working from farther away, any movement does less rotation and more precision.
Excellent. Well, thanks for talking to us about this today.
Thank you.
You're a good team.
Yeah.
You know, we work well together. I'm going to miss him.
Aww.
Oh, whatever.
He was. Benko made the trip on New Year's Day to come to my wedding in Toronto, which was
It was awesome wedding.
Yeah.
Awesome.
You remember? We're still on camera.
Oh, geez, that's right.